This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me this week, as last week, is Tracy Black, who is helping me to implement a program for elder abuse. And we want to welcome you back to our program.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
Summarize briefly what we talked about last week, some of the issues about elder abuse that we discussed.
Well, basically, that elder abuse is much like domestic violence in that it's a power and control issue. And there are the same components of physical, emotional, sexual abuse in elder abuse, just like domestic violence.
There's a little bit of difference, though, in elder abuse, because there's extreme reluctance to report this, and there's a number of reasons for that, isn't there?
Yeah, it's estimated, and no one can be absolutely sure, but it's estimated that for every case that's reported of elder abuse, there are 14 cases that don't get reported.
So it's a very underreported form of abuse, and usually the perpetrator is a close relative of the person that's being abused.
Right. It's usually adult children, grandchildren, or a caregiver, someone, niece, nephew, or even someone that's hired to take care of them.
Right. So if the elder person is abused, they've got a couple of issues to deal with. One is, if I report this person, you know, I'm probably going to send my son to jail if
right.
The son is the caregiver. Secondly, their worst fear may be realized.
Yeah. Sadly enough, as we talked about last week, one of the primary things that people use to intimidate the elderly is the threat of being put in a nursing home. Well, when you remove that abusive caregiver, there's nobody there to take care of them and do the thing. So a lot of times they do wind up in a nursing home.
That's right. That's unfortunate, but that's apparently one of the worst fears for elders is winding up in the nursing home, and taking care of themselves often brings about that worst case scenario. Well, let's talk about who deals with elder abuse in this area. Who would, if let's say you think someone, your neighbor, your relative or something is being abused, who would you report that to?
You would report it to Adult Protective Services at DSS. They are charged by law to investigate those cases.
But they have really some limitations in who they can intervene with.
Exactly. If it's a competent adult who's never been declared incompetent, and they say there isn't a problem, their hands are tied.
That's right. And there's nothing they can do with it. It's not like a child. Most of their cases are dealing with children. A child does not have the capability of intelligently dealing with these issues themselves. So DSS, by law, can step in, but they're really very limited in how they can step in with adults. But sometimes just reporting it can help.
Oh, it absolutely can help. Sometimes it's that scared straight kind of thing. When APS shows up at the door, it can kind of scare that abuser straight.
Right, and usually these cases are not reported by the person being abused, but they're being reported by another family member, a priest, someone.
Exactly. It's almost never reported by the person who's being abused.
So it's a very underreported situation and very hard to deal with. Let's get into a little bit about the statistics about why we want to get involved with elder abuse in the first place.
Well, as everybody knows, Mitchell County is growing older every day. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Division of Aging has predicted that by the year 2030, while the population in general will only increase by 2% in Mitchell County, and every other age demographic will decline, the elderly population of 65 and older will increase by approximately 187% of current numbers.
That's a shocking figure, but we'll continue this next week and talk a little bit more about that shocking number. But in the meantime, if someone wants help or more information, give them our hotline number.
If you need help, please call 765-4044.
And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.